Right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, coming up next hour, Rob Holbert from Lanyap joins us. Lots to talk about with him. And we will talk some stadiums and some water fees and a whole bunch more. But time for the Get Ready for the Weekend feature here in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. I was just in there yesterday. Go say hello to Dubby and Steven, Chip, the whole gang. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish-finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. Let's say hello to the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato with the A-Team. Hey, man.
Good morning. How about you? How's it going, man?
Well, it's going good, except, I'm in here and you're out there, so you're immediately already doing better. Let's talk about this. It is the, as you look at months that are tough for fishing, I mean, it's not any kind of February, but August, we're kind of done with some of the heyday of summer, but we're not yet to the great fall fishing.
Yep, right in between there. It's just that time of year, water temperatures, up around their highest right now, and, a lot of fish have been fished, all summer and stuff, but there's fish to be caught. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know about everybody else, but the ones I'm catching right now, we're still working for them. There's still fish to be caught. And, fortunately, the shallow water bite, like you and I were talking about off the air, for me is held up really well. I like doing it, and it doesn't seem to get the pressure, but even though it's mid-August, man, we're still out here in 2.5 feet of water catching trout this morning.
But, I mean, that's kind of contrary to what people would think, right? They think, hey, like you said, the hottest water temps of the year, I got to get away from that hot water, but obviously it's got fish.
It and especially if you can catch a morning like we have right now, man, there's some cloud cover, a little bit of wind. We're on this, this big mega tide that we're on right now, so we're on, like, super high water, so you can catch a morning like this and stay up in the shallow water. Now, a few hours from now, if this wind quits and the sun breaks through, this ain't going to be working, so I'm trying to take advantage of it while it is. At that point, you'll have to get into your true summertime pattern, which is going to be the 4 R's, reefs, rigs, wrecks, and rock piles.
Four R's.
Tell Dalton that wreck start with W is kind of a joke, so he didn't get it. I didn't know if he got it or not. So.
I would pick your brain about one more species, too. You're talking about speckled trout and being it gets too hot and they shut down. But what about the redfish? They don't seem to have the same, they don't get as easily bothered, do they?
They don't, man. It doesn't matter what the water temperature is, man. It can be burning up hot like it is right now, or I've seen them literally swim through water with a little bit of ice on the surface and their backs out of the water. So we don't have a temperature range that shuts the redfish down. If you can get around them, you can catch them. Actually, we've caught a couple of them this morning, as a matter of fact, just out here trout fishing, So, but yeah, that's a species too, that you can kind of stay after. Sounds like the real good redfish bite right now is further up the bay and even up into the delta, around some of the grassy areas that you're so familiar with, but sounds like that's been a pretty good bite. A couple of my bass fishing buddies have told me that of course they curse them, because they think they got these giant bass, but they're catching reds up even north of the interstate.
Oh, that is a sign of things to come this fall.
Things to come,
yeah,
yep.
That's for sure. And also, let's talk about what's going on, too, with tournaments. Condies have their tournament.
Great tournament, man. Those guys put on a great tournament. It's the best trout format of the year. You get to catch five fish a day, which is a lot of fun because that allows you to catch a lot of fish, as opposed to, say, a one-fish tournament, So I really look forward to it, and they work so hard with it, have great prizes, and it's a lot of fun, good categories. So, if you're out this weekend, man, buy a ticket, support those guys, and you never know, you're liable to win something. Heck, I even won Ling category in the tournament not too long ago, so you never know what can happen.
When I saw that, I said, what the heck happened with that?
I know. I got the plaque at my house right now, and I had to set it up there up front, my trout and redfish plaques right there, because I don't know if I'll ever win another one of those again.
It is a cool addition to the trophy case for Captain Bobby Abrascato. Hey, you mentioned to me just off air, I don't know, can we talk about this public? You said a weather event happening to you the other day.
Yeah, well, actually yesterday, and I don't want to get in too much into Dr. Bills. Maybe you could mention him, but we were right next to a little squall like we're getting this time of year. And the reason I bring it up is that you really have to be careful. We literally saw lightning come out of blue skies. And so the reason I bring that up,
wow,
is, man, if you're out fishing this time of year, be careful with these little clouds. If you even hear thunder, it's time to start getting away from it.
I mean, so you're looking at blue skies, and then there's lightning.
Bolt of lightning, yep. Yep. And, you know, not anywhere. There was a cloud coming, but it wasn't anywhere near it. So, the, you know, like they always tell you, if you can hear the thunder, you're close enough to get struck.
And people usually don't believe that. They discount it, right? Because they haven't.
Well, I'll tell you what, that got my attention. I can tell you that.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That is a great tip. Captain Bobby, tell folks if they want to get trip booked with you now or upcoming for the Great Fall Fishing, how do they do that?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website, and there's all the contact information. You can email us or call us, and Miss Kim will get you fixed up.
All right, Captain Bobby, we'll check back soon. Get back after it.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings. Next.